What would the movie Jaws be without that deep bass cello refrain? Or Psycho without the shrieking strings during that shower scene? Memorable films are often infused with a great musical score. ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, runs a summer boot camp for hopeful composers. The annual Summer Film Scoring Workshop selects a dozen applicants from hundreds of hopefuls. The workshop closes with the participants conducting their music on a soundstage with a live orchestra. Michael Bearden, a product of the ASCAP workshop, has since scored Spike Lee and Vanessa Williams productions, and he joins us right now here in our studios at NPR West. Michael, nice to have you.
Thank you.
Let's begin with this. How did the ASCAP workshop prepare you for the real-world pressures of Hollywood film scoring?
The first thing that I learned at the ASCAP Film Scoring Workshop is there are a lot of talented composers out here. And it prepares you in a way that they only give you a certain amount of time to score for a big Hollywood scene. And then it's pretty much like the real live pressures of how we score today. And we're given an orchestra to score, like a big 80-piece plus orchestra at the Fox scoring stage. And they'll show us a scene, and then we'll just have to score for it.
Really, you scored a 2006 documentary about the career of U.S. Representative Cynthia McKinney. Mm-hmm. We happen to have a piece of that music. Let's take a listen to it. This is a track from American Blackout. So, Michael, tell us, what were you thinking about when you composed that music, and how do you translate the look and the tone of a film into an effective score?
That's a great question. Usually a director will give you some kind of direction as to what kind of mood he wants or she wants, and you have to interpret that language into musical language. So American Blackout is about the voter disenfranchisement of 2000 and 2004 with that whole voting debacle that happened. And so you have to kind of synthesize that into how it would feel and how it sounds, how the mood of it is. And so pretty much, that's how you do it. You just get the feel of it and then try to interpret it musically.
Describe how that feels different than just composing music generally. I know you don't have the film element when you're just composing music.
And that's the exact thing. You don't have the visual element. The visual element pretty much dictates what it should be, unless you're just trying to go for something different. If you see something funny on there and then you have a scary, like you said, cello drone as far as Jaws, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't match unless that's the element that you're trying to go for. So you're just trying to match the mood of what the visual is dictating to you. Now, what does scary sound like? What does happy sound like? What does warm sound like? That's up to a lot of composers' interpretation, but you can pretty much get the gist of, there's a big vocabulary of what that kind of feels like already.
You know, it seems like that would be a great thing to do, very creative. What does warm sound like?
Yeah.
You know, just thinking about that. What challenges, or what would you say some of the bigger challenges are trying to come up and meet those things that we just discussed?
The challenges are, for me and I think a lot of composers, is just not to display your talent so much. What I mean by that is you want to do everything you know. Oh, you've trained and you have this thing, you go, oh, I want to show them this, but it might not call for that. As a friend of mine who's a great composer said, if they ask you for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, just give them that.
That's interesting. In film scoring,
yes,
is less more?
Less is more. The thing about film scoring that you want is, once again, the visual dictates everything. So if you're walking out of the theater humming the score, you didn't do a good job.
Oh, that's interesting. So you want to feel it but not think about it.
You want to feel it and not think about it. It's this whole other dimension that adds to the scariness or the funniness or whatever the mood is.
Well, how'd you get to that from what I'm going to talk about now, which was being Madonna's music director for 9 years? That seems like a quantum leap to me.
Have you ever seen a Madonna show?
Actually, I have not.
Well, she's very visual in what she does, and as well as all the artists that I work for. And And what they try to do is create a mood on stage in a short amount of time. And so it's pretty much just a natural, it's not a natural leap to be a musical director for a pop star than to actually score a film, but it's the same sensitivity as far as evoking mood from a crowd or trying to set a mood on stage, doing costume changes or lighting transitions or that kind of thing. And I've just always been intrigued by film scores and what they did and how they made you feel after you've viewed the film.
What's your training in? Is it in music or what exactly?
I started playing. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and I started playing when I was around 5 years old. And, you know, I played with everybody pretty much you can name. Just a lot of, a varied, just array of different artists from Liza Minnelli to Madonna to D'Angelo to whatever hip-hop guy to Boss Skaggs to whom.
Oh, you're Mike, not kidding. You Michael played with
Jackson.
Everybody.
I mean, pretty much everybody. And so my training was pretty much that. I call it Street University.
You like this better?
I like it better because I don't have to get on a plane.
Well, I suppose, but what if a movie, well, I guess you're right. Even if a movie is done overseas, you don't necessarily have to go there.
Well, what I mean by that, Tony, is I remember the first tour I did with Whitney, I think we did about 18 months, like off and on the road, on buses, on planes, on that, and that kind of thing can just really drain you. Right now, you know, I can have a meeting with a director and it's down the street from my house. So I prefer that right now.
You're involved in a project. We're going to play it in a moment. Are you excited about this newest piece of film scoring that you're doing?
Which one is it?
The one that I have here is Rosa's Lament.
That's an old film that I did. It's a film called Constellation that's actually out right now. I think it's on cable now. I saw it on cable the other day.
You're smiling. You liked it, huh?
I like that film. It was a different kind of film. It was with Billy Dee Williams, Ray Don Chong. I think Leslie Ann Warren, Zoe Saldana's in it. Clarence Williams III is in it. And it's a lot of Hill Harper's in it. It's a varied cast. I like ensemble art type pieces.
You know, we had Billy Dee Williams in here talking about that film. As we're going to go out with a score from it. The song is called Rosa's Lament. Michael Bearden, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much
for having me. That's beautiful. Michael Bearden is a keyboardist, arranger, and composer of film scores. He joined us right here in our studios at NPR West. And that's News and Notes. Nicole Childers and Christabel Lencia Boady produced the show. Sasha Woodruff is our editor. Kenya Young and Devin Robbins are the directors. Our technical director is Shireen Strausberg. Marcia Caldwell, the drive engineer. Our staff includes Farah Chidea, Roy Hirsch, Jeffrey Bennett, Jeffrey Gardner, True Tewksbury, and Zachary Slovig. Our interns are Blake Ashton and Ashley Lisney. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit the website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit the blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.